Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Maxie here with me. Maxie, we talked Big Ten Conference last hour, so if anybody missed it, hit the rewind button on radio.com. I want to focus in on something you brought up yesterday, too, with the Minnesota State High School League, with the Big Ten Conference coming back with football. Where did talks go with the Minnesota State High School League?
Well, they're meeting on, they hope to meet on Friday. They don't know yet. So what they did was they met yesterday. This is called the discussion phase, and they decided there was enough there that they needed to take a vote on whether or not they should restore football and volleyball. So now what they do is they send out a survey, and of course, in this day and age, you can get survey results rather quickly as long as your participants participate. They were hoping to get that data so that they could have a meeting on Friday. It's kind of an emergency meeting, they call it, for the state board, and then they could take a vote. They're not positive they'll get back enough information by Friday, then they'd delay it till Monday. But either way, they'd vote at the end of that meeting on whether or not to reinstitute football and volleyball. And if so, when would they start? If it was football, it would start right away. Some of the teams are practicing right now, most of them, not all of them. You get 12 practices. You could start anytime you wanted, use them anytime you wanted. Most have started practicing right now, not with the intent of a season, but just to stay together and in case they have a spring season. But they are in camp, and they've got the participants and the waivers signed and all those things. But the intent would be that you'd start the season on October 2nd, and then all bets are off. They'd have to, do you play a four-game schedule? And then the playoffs, do you play a six-game schedule and not everybody makes the playoffs? How do you get to a prep bowl then, so to speak? And they'd really like that scenario if they have high school football because the same, we were talking about 740, that's where the money is. That's where they can make their money. Yeah. That's where the rights fees are. So you'd like to have a prep bowl if you start this season, but they'd have a lot of work to do. Is it worth it for a team just to play four games and then their season's over? I don't know, but that's where they're at with it. And it sounds like, Corey, they're all over the board. I mean, you can't get a feel for this as to how they're going to vote on it yet.
Yeah. Real quick, Maxie, too, the Twins losing last night 6-2. These next two games, they basically, if they have any shot at the division, they have to win these next two in Chicago.
Yeah, because of the format, they're going to make the playoffs no matter what. So that part of it is good. But Chicago, holy cow, they got some players. That Tim Anderson, the way he hits the ball deep in the zone, I don't know how he does that. I was talking to Rocco Baldelli yesterday, and Rocco just believes, he'd still like to get his rotation in place, and he doesn't know Berríos. You don't want to comment, Berríos is the number one guy, but the Twins want to lay out four great starters, and they laid out the playoffs yesterday. And if you don't sweep, you're going to be playing baseball every day for a long time in the playoffs. So that changes things, too, because it might not be a four-man rotation. It might be a five, and lots of things you got to think about going forward.
Everyone's got to hang on because Maxie in here at 9 to noon. Thanks, Maxie. Have a good show.
Yep.
It's 8:46 now. Tonight we've got Twins White Sox right here on News Talk 830 WCCO, going up against Lucas Giolito and Jake Odorizzi as we talk about that pitching staff for the Twins. Jake Odorizzi trying to make his final push and to show Rocco that he should be in that playoff rotation as well. Up next, let's get back into Big Ten football here. I want you to hear what Dr. Michael Osterholm had to say about a potential return for football. That'll be coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.